Good evening, Team Fusion. This is Marco Trevino out of the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Currently hold a diamond position, me and my wife, and I am super pumped and excited and honored to have been asked to be on this leadership call this Sunday evening. I hope everyone heard me earlier when I said get a pen, a pad, and a mirror. And the reason for the mirror is because this is going to be all about you. I'm super excited because I'm still going off the momentum and just the pure excitement from Las Vegas. And if there's many of you on this call that didn't get a chance to go to Las Vegas, I'm telling you right now, you missed out. Going to events like this make your business. But you have plenty of time and options to go to our Leadership Academy in February and also attending the many regionals that are happening across our team in this nation. And the reason I say a mirror is because I want to really conduct more of a real-world training. You know, I really do believe we're all leaders in some sort of sense, you know, because, A, we took a leap of faith and we believe in ourselves to get in this business. Many of us are inexperienced. I didn't come with any experience in network marketing when I came into this business 8 months ago. So, you know, and to be in a position, the rank doesn't make me a leader. It's the success of our team and what we're doing that you know, anyone can call you a leader. It's just leading by example. And one of the reasons I'm super excited and pumped up is I've asked three special guest speakers just to take a few minutes of their day and just to comment on what's really, either giving them success or giving them the long-term vision, you know, in this business and why they're doing it. And we're going to be talking about the art of inviting, showing up for events for yourself, the act of being Jade, continuously just being Jade, having that Jade mindset that's going to take you to that multicolored diamond, that double black diamond. But it starts with Jade. But I do want to get these callers because they're all very busy. Leading by example, the first caller, I'm just super, super proud to call her a business partner. You know, with her commitment, you know, I'm just honored to have her literally as a close business partner with her commitment to herself and her team, and looking at her and watching her coming into this business like ourselves with no experience. She came in with the mindset knowing she was going to spend a lot of time developing herself in a business that she's never done. Many of us have never even had a business that we called our own. We've always worked 40, 60, 70 hours a week somewhere, making somebody else money or developing that corporation, that company, and not so much developing ourselves. You know, and for the last 8 months, she's been in the business, I believe, close to 10 months now. She holds the top producing position of Ruby, Kissing Emerald, for the last 2 months. And the reason I say commitment is because I know I've been there. I've done that. I've tried to attain a goal, and I didn't hit it. And then that frustration kicked in. And that thought process of maybe I'm not meant for this or maybe I'm not doing something right. But ladies and gentlemen, hopefully by the end of this phone call, you don't have those thoughts anymore, because I want you to leave at the end of this phone call turning that energy, that frustration, into determination. And with these three guest speakers, please take notes, because these people are getting it done. And regardless, they all started somewhere. They started as a qualified distributor. And wherever they're at in the position in this company is just the beginning. And, you know, the personal development of this young lady coming into a business, she had the mindset that she was going to have take these next 12 months and develop herself in a business she's never done. So for the next 2 to 5 years, she's setting herself up for the rest of her life and doing something where we're, like our goal says, changing a million lives by 2018. So Ms. Top Producing Ruby, Ms. Carla Portillo, are you on the phone call?
Yes, Ms. Marco, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. If you can just, take a few minutes and talk about, you know, the commitment and personal development and things that you've run into this business, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for having me on the call. It's a very, it's a pleasure for me to be on this call and really sharing with everybody the journey I've had to go through. It hasn't been a straight journey for me, and I know I speak for everybody on this call. It's not a straight journey. But what's really kept me focused in this business is consistency. Consistency of showing up for myself. My mentors always tell me, you know, 80% of success is showing up. And, yeah, at first I was struggling, yeah, because I didn't know how to invite people. I didn't know how to tell people to come to these events. But little by little, every event I started showing up, every call I got on, it caused my confidence to boost up like I couldn't even imagine. And that really helped me because I started growing and I started inviting people and people started coming to events and showing the vision of what Kyani is. And that really helped me. Consistency and persistence, doing the little things that count, you know, keeping consistent and showing up to every event, showing up for every call. Those are our events. Those are events and those are our business. And like Mr. Marco said, that keeps your business going. That's what keeps your business growing. And to be honest, the biggest thing besides consistency to myself was personal growth. Something one of our top blue diamonds, Miss Amy Siever, really nailed into my head, and she really nailed it in there, was your income growth will never exceed your personal growth. And that really got in my head. And, you know, like Mr. Marco was saying, I was very close to hitting my Ruby rank last month. And, you know, I started thinking to myself, you know, maybe I'm not ready for it. Maybe it's something that I need to grow on myself. I have to look at myself. What am I doing? My personal growth needs to continue. So I was reading books. I was listening to audiobooks. Like one of the ones that I really love the most, and it comes from Miss Amy Siever again, is The Dream Giver. And that's The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. Really inspired me. It is a very amazing, amazing book. I encourage you all to invest in yourselves with this book. Also, one from my other mentor, Mr. David Nieves, top producing Green Diamond, who soon will be Purple Diamond, was The Slight Edge. That's another audiobook that really kept me going. And honestly, personal growth, I do it every single day. I do 20, 30 minutes a day on my way to work, listening to an audiobook, listening to something. Jim Rohn is another great philosopher, mentor that keeps me growing. And that's something that Mr. David Nieves also told me about, fixed mindset and growth mindset. Continue keeping yourself on the growth mindset. What else can I learn? And that comes into Mr. Marco, what he's saying, look in the mirror. Look at yourself. What are you doing to grow yourself? Grow your personal development is the big thing. In my opinion, it's one of the main thing to grow your business. Personal development, income growth will never exceed your personal growth. So that's really what's helped me grow my business. I know there's a lot of people out there that are hitting their ranks in diamond in 60, 90 days, diamond in 120 days, ruby in 13 days. You know, it's crazy. It's incredible. It's very doable. But think about their personal mindset. You know, everybody has a different mindset of growth that is continuing in themselves. So think of where you're at now and where you can be a year from now. That's where my mentor, David Nieves, I remember 10 months ago, he said, I challenge you to be here a year from today. And that was a big challenge for me. And I'm on month 10, and I guarantee you, everybody, I am not the same person I was 10 months ago. And that's because of all the trainings that I've gone to, all the personal development, and all the events. I know this has all changed me completely, and I thank all my mentors for that because it really, truly does change. And saving people's lives, saving a million lives by 2018, that's an incredible mission that I know everybody is going to benefit from. And lastly, I just want to say, be at the event this Saturday. If you're in the DFW area, do not miss this regional that's going to happen Saturday morning. Get your tickets. Get your team there. I'm telling you guys, these events will make your business grow and as well as yourself. So, Mr. Marco, thank you so much for having me on the call.
Wow. Thank you so much, Carla. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Tom Producing Ruby, Ms. Carla Portillo, running for that MO position. And honestly, she has the mindset of a double black diamond. You know, why not you? No, you know, there's not special people. The reason these people are hitting these ranks so quickly, it's not that they're extremely special or better than us or better than you. It's all about their mindset, like my wife says, which it's all a duplication, ladies and gentlemen. You know, my wife always mentioned in her leadership meetings and every PBR having that bulletproof mindset. And I'm sure you've heard that terminology because all we're doing is duplicating what our leaders are telling us. Just like Ms. Carla mentioned the Sievers. I mean, wow, when Miss Amy Siever talks and her husband, I mean, it is an amazing experience. At Kyani, we experience more. And part of that experience is that personal development. Just like Carla said, she works on that every single day, her personal growth. She gained confidence. I guarantee you she wasn't any good at inviting people. She wasn't any good doing her first presentation. She wasn't any good in even knowing how to explain what the products were. But she's committed to herself and her personal development, and by listening to leaders like Deceivers and how she mentioned Mr. David Nieves, that's all we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We're growing ourselves, you know, and, you know, what really hit home with me there is, you know, Mr. Nieves saying, you know, I challenge you 1 year from today. I mean, isn't that crazy? From the date of your sign-up, 1 year today, I challenge you. So I'm going to repeat what Mr. David Nieves has been telling thousands of people. I challenge you to be here 1 year from today, because I'm sure you've heard this. Many of us have spent, like myself, I spent 18 years at a job that I did like. I'm not going to say I hated it or that I loved it. I liked it very, very much. I spent 18 years, you know, to a point where if I woke up and I saw light, I was late to work, you know. And in that job, in that environment, it never taught me personal growth. It taught me how to manage, but it didn't taught me how to personal growth. And, you know, talking about awesome leaders, leading by example, you know, like Deceivers and Mr. David Nieves, my next special guest comes from I have a true, genuine love for this family, the Lees. I'm going to have Mr. Alex Lee get up here since, you know, this definitely runs into the leadership part, leading by example. You know, I met this beautiful family when there were Sapphires in this company, and then, of course, they went to Emerald. And I spoke with him earlier today, and I reminded him of a conversation that I had just a few months ago. Right now they have the position of green diamond, ladies and gentlemen. They went from blue to green in 1 month. And I wouldn't be surprised if they hit purple diamond here. You know, and with the Lees, you know, in going in leadership, all they're doing is leading by example and duplicating what they're doing, and their team is winning. And, you know, everybody in their team, they have several diamonds, several emeralds, several rubies, and, you know, what they did is they started with events, and it started with the DFYs here in Dallas. You know, looking at the sign-in sheet, you continuously saw through that sign-in sheet, Team Lee, Team Lee, Team Lee, and at the very next month, they started their journey on hitting a, you know, multicolored diamond position. So, Mr. Alex Lee, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir. Mr. Markle, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, loud and clear, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I want to give it back to you so much for having me on this call. Guys, if you get to work with Mr. Marco Trevino and his lovely wife, Nina, man, you guys are in an awesome, awesome spot. This couple right here have no experience in network marketing, and they not only have one position in the company as a diamond, they own two positions in the company as a diamond. So if you get to work with this couple, guys, you need to really, really sit down with them and take notes and make sure you follow everything that they say. And while I'm on the call, I want to give it back to Ms. Carla, too. Oh, my gosh. She just got me super excited. This young lady right here, I just see her growing through the ranking, but not only the ranking, but growing herself as a person. I am super proud of this young lady, too. So if you're working with her, you are in a lucky spot, too. But, guys, tonight, they pretty much cover everything. I'm going to go over a few things, why that my ranking is happening so fast. One thing I want to talk to you guys about is duplication. Duplication, what's duplication? Duplication is doing the right thing and make sure your people are doing the right thing, too. And there's three things that I want to talk about. The first thing is you should always be sharing the product, sharing the product. The next thing that you say is Ms. Carla had mentioned about this, showing up at the event. 80% of winning in the industry is showing up. Guys, you got to be a student of the industry. Think about it. Earn while you learn. Earn while you learn. I see this young lady, always the first one in line, always the first person into the event, and always sit at the front of the row to take notes, and she's learning every single event. Why is this so important? Yeah, the event is the same thing every week. But you got to show up at the event. Why? Because guess what? The speaker up there, it doesn't matter. Every time that you show up this event, you're going to hear somebody say something different. See, we in this industry, we copy the right thing. So every time that you hear somebody say a good thing up there, guess what? You can copy that and use it yourself. Gabby, it's so important that you be at the event all the time. My story is very short. Back in April of this year in the international, I want to share you guys this. Why is so important for you to show up the event, especially the next regional event in Dallas, Saturday event in Dallas? You have to have a ticket right now already. Why? I'm going to share you a short story real quick. In April, I was still a sat fi in the company, right? My brother had postponed his wedding twice already because of the Kayani event. I decided to cancel his wedding and not attend his wedding in April to attend at the international event. Come to that event, I got excited. Plus, I got a whole bunch of people come to the event. Not only myself got motivated, but my people got motivated too. So we filled with knowledge and come to that event in that 1 month, I become an emerald and a diamond. And after that, we hit blue diamond and green diamond in the same month. Why am I sharing with you? Because the event is so important in what we do. You got to show up. Your people have to show up. Why? Because the more you show up, the bigger vision that you have, the more belief that you have. So with the bigger vision and the bigger belief, guess what? It creates a better result. You put into action, and you have a lot of result. Guys, you got to show up at this event. But I want to give it back. Remember, it does not matter what you're doing right now. You have to have a long-term thinking. You have to have a long-term thinking. We're not in the business for 6 months, a year. We're in the business for 5 years, 10 years, right? Imagine where your life would be in the next 5 to 10 years if you stick with Kayani. Think about that. And go back to what the leader was saying. Kayani is not like a switch up the light. You want to switch it on and switch it off. It has to be consistent. Consistent and persistent in everything that you do in Kayani. Wake up each day. Wake up each day, know what you're going to do for the day, have your activity written on a piece of paper, and make sure you follow it through. Guys, I want to give it to you right now. You guys are one person away from that next explosion. It's all come down to stay persistent and consistent in the game. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. Be on time. Keep showing up all this event, guys. Be coachable. Listen to your leaders. Here's the three things in the system. You always hear people say about follow the system, follow the system. So I'm going to give you the three things here to win. What is the system? The system, number one, is we got a great product. You have to share with people. Share the product. The second thing in the system is, guess what? You have to expose this business to a lot of people. You have to expose this business to a lot of people. Show people the business. The third thing is showing up at the event. Those are the three things. If you do those three things consistently day in and day out, you will be a diamond. You will be the next black diamond, okay? Keep doing those things, but day in and day out, consistently do those three things. But that's all I want to have to say. That's what we're doing. Continue to do a lot of PBR. I'm a true believer in doing PBR. Why? Because as a PBR, make sure all your leaders do a lot of PBR. Why? Because PBR, in one night, you can expose the business to a lot of people. So don't wait to a Tuesday night just to do the business. Make sure you do PBR, a lot of one-on-one, to keep going through the number, expose the business to a lot of people. With that saying so, I want to appreciate Mr. Marco for having me on the call. And Mr. Carla, I'm so proud of you. I just want to shout out to you. I'm so proud of that young lady, just seeing her growing within the company. But that's all I want to say. Thank you so much for having me on the call, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lee. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are filling up those pads that I told you to grab your pen to so you can write down these golden nuggets. Some of this, you may have not heard this the first time. Again, this is nothing but duplication. But what I want to do, like I said, and talk about is real-world training, about experiencing all of our experiences here in Kayani. You know, and he mentioned something, you know, earn while you learn. Again, going back to personal development, he went from April to now, August, in a matter of 4 months, from sapphire to green diamond. Why not you, ladies and gentlemen? Why can't you, you know, don't you know, sell yourself short? If you're a sapphire in this company, guess what? Let's get you ready for purple diamond. And it starts with these events. You know, going back to events, it makes your business. You're going to hear me say that 100 times. and this past Vegas convention, something just burnt, so many things just left a lasting and burned in my brain. You know, one of the things, the most important thing is, I live Kiani. Every time a leader was up there and talking about either their video, their experience, whatever the case may be, they ended it with, I live Kiani. So that's what I'm going to challenge everyone here today is, I live Kiani. Are you living Kiani? So hopefully you did get a mirror, and you're looking in that mirror right now as this training continues, this leadership call. And I have another guest speaker on the phone going to events, and simply, you know, like Mr. Lee was talking about PBRs, I want to bring Ms. Victoria on the line. And who this young lady is, she is a diamond in the making, literally. She is just literally inches away from becoming a diamond in her market, in a market that's not even 5 months old, in a market going back to the power of one. You know, I went there with a business partner, Vea, and we went to go launch this market, El Paso. If you're on Team Fusion's Facebook page, everyone knows what El Paso is. I don't even know what else to say other than, you know, I was saying wow and awesome and great. Now I just simply say to those market leaders, El Paso. And one of the key things to the success is because they're committed, they're coachable, and they care. And they understand the sense of urgency. When we worked with those leaders in that market, Mr. Lloyd Williams and including Ms. Victoria, we told them, you have got to have a sense of urgency with PBRs, one-on-ones, and doing your top 20. So, Ms. Victoria, you're on the line, so you can discuss really the success that you guys are, the massive success you guys are having in that market.
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Marco. Thank you so much for having me on this call. I'm so excited. I'm, like, trying not to jump around because I know I'm so close to that diamond position, and I'm, like, you don't even know. Plus, I took, like, so much extreme today. I'm, like, pumped up, fired up, and excited. I'm, like, you don't even know how I feel right now. I'm so happy to be with this company, with Kiani. You know, when I first started, guys, it was kind of like, oh, let me see. I'm not sure if I want to do this. One of the events that I went with a negative attitude, and I was ready to quit, you know, and I talked to one of the leaders over there, and he actually convinced me to stay on board and, you know, just press forward and move on. And then when Lloyd and I kind of came together and said, you know what, we're going to do this. Let's do this 100%. We committed to each other as business partners and said, you know what, there's no turning back. Let's just do this 100%. So that's why I'm so excited. And, you know, I never, ever thought of even getting to Sapphire. And now that I'm so close to Diamond, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm too excited. So anyhow, guys, the sense of urgency, I tell the team all the time, you know, if you have somebody you're talking to, close them, guys. Show them that opportunity. They have to visualize what you see, because most recruits, most people, they don't see what we see in them. But if we pump them up and show them and, you know, help them out a little, they're going to get excited about their life and they're going to help you get to the next level. But sense of urgency is so important. I told a bunch of the team members, I've told them, guys, if you need to go talk to somebody at 1 in the morning, call me. I'm there. It doesn't matter. If it's at 7:30 in the morning, and those who know me, you know I'm not an early bird, but if it's at 7:30 or 6 in the morning, call me. I'm there. Because I work with that sense of urgency. So if I do that, I'm leading by example. So guess what the team is doing? They're doing the same thing. We have people recruiting at 10, 11, 12, at 2 in the morning. I keep getting texts all the time. But it's because that's the way we do it. Mr. Lloyd Williams and myself, they call us at 10. They call him. They call me. And we're there. We're there for the team. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, that sense of urgency, guys. It's exciting. Like, I'm so excited right now. We're having a PBR in about 5 minutes. So, and hopefully we'll get to that diamond position by tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ms. Victoria. Wow, what a story. I mean, no turning back. She wanted to quit, ladies and gentlemen. Does that ring a bell with anybody on this line? It sure does with many of you, because I get a lot of messages every day because we're getting frustrated. Here's a young lady who wanted to quit, had a negative attitude, and she stuck with it. What did she do? She got away from the negative influences and those negative thoughts, partnered up with somebody who just helped reassure her that this is the right thing to do, that her investing in herself and believing in herself is the right thing to do, and in that partnership, they are living Kiani. And I can definitely testify for that early bird. She is not an early bird. We've had the chance when we go and work that market, my wife and I, in the beautiful El Paso City, we've stayed at her house a couple times. And, you know, one of the reasons she's not an early bird, because we all have Kayani insomnia, work until 5 in the morning, and if you even want to call it working. But you know what? She was getting phone calls, and she was answering them. And then her and Lloyd Williams are going out wherever they need to be, Whataburgers. It doesn't matter. They're doing one-on-ones. And guess what the result of all that, you know, I don't want to call it hard work, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not hard work. This is called networking. And look at the result on that. This is one of the fastest growing markets, and it's just spreading like wildfire because they're living Kayani. And, you know, I mentioned my wife a couple times already, actually probably several times as I do all the time. And it's because of my wife going back to the power of one that she's always had the mindset of earning an additional stream of income. You know, me, I was extremely negative about this business. You know, I know some people meet me now and they think I've either done this before or that I have always embraced network marketing. And I can tell you right now, absolutely not. But if it wasn't for my wife, who for the first 2 months of her being in Kayani, I didn't know anything about, because you know why? She was being coachable and she was committed to personally developing herself, that she was listening to the leaders in our company by not going around with negative people. I'm her husband, and I was that negative bubble. I was that dark cloud. But she realized her why is our family, and she knew that she wanted to do something positive for our family at the cost of even not even being around her own husband so she can develop herself in the business. She never really did. So the positive impact, we can be financially free and time free. And 2 months later, I came around, ladies and gentlemen, because of this amazing product that we have, like Mr. Lee is talking about. The product. We're sharing it. You know, so I want to bring my wife on the phone really quick and just have her, like right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's about sacrifice too. And it's not a large sacrifice. You know, my wife has been, you know, we've done the El Paso market, Rio Grande Valley market. My wife's been in Houston for the last week. We have several leaders in the Houston market, several Team Fusion members, and she's going there every Tuesday to help launch that those DFYs. And in the process of doing that, ladies and gentlemen, in our own personal team alone, we've already created a ruby and four sapphires. And it's because of that commitment of developing yourself. And this little small, tiny sacrifice of my wife being gone from our home for this week, the big picture is for that time freedom and that financial freedom. And, you know, Nina, are you on the line so you can say a few comments? Nina, you're on the line? I guess she's not on the line, so I'll go ahead and continue. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is a real-world training that I wanted to do. I wanted to bring some leaders on the line that you can relate to. You know, if you notice, they all had some issues in this business, but at the same time, now they're having success. You know, Nina, is that you?
Marco?
Oh, I'm here. Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, and I can hear you.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. I was on mute. I forgot I had to push star six, so obviously you don't have to be smart to do this. But I just wanted to tell you guys a quick story, and this is actually about my husband, Marco, because the really quick topic that I want to talk about tonight is just do it, okay? Because lots and lots of people constantly talk about things, they talk about things, and they want this, they have dreams, and they're dreaming, and you know, it's all talk and talk, but no, there's no action behind that talk. And so I want to talk about just doing it, because you're never going to get where you need to go unless you just go, right? You're never going to do what you need to do unless you just do it. There's so many things going on right now within Team Fusion. There's a lot of activities. There's a lot of events. There's a lot of calls. There's a lot of, I mean, everything. But the bottom line is, guys, we're looking to help save 1 million lives. So if you are going to do that, what do you have to do? You have to take action. You have to pass this product out. You have to put people in those seats at the presentations of the DFY, of the regional events. But if you're never going to do it, if you're not going to take action, you're never going to really, really, truly grow your business. Okay? So
a quick story about my husband. One day, me and a couple of girlfriends were talking. We had a social event at my house, and we're all talking, and somebody brought over some delicious brownies. Oh, my gosh, my favorite. They had nuts in them. They were just, they were so good. My mouth is watering thinking about them right now. And so we had one piece of brownie left, just one piece. And so here we are. There was about five ladies, and we're all talking about, man, this brownie, who's going to eat this brownie? Okay, maybe we can just cut it into five pieces and all share this one brownie. And we're like really, really anticipating this brownie and talking about this brownie. So Marco walks up, takes the brownie, puts it in his mouth, eats the brownie, and says, instead of you guys talking about it, you should just be about it. And he left our mouths wide open. And that's my point, guys. He got the brownie because we were all standing there talking about it. He was right. Had we just done it and just take the brownie and put it in our mouth, we all would have been able to enjoy that. And that's what you need to do with your business. Stop standing around and talking about it. Stop, you know, saying, oh, I need to wait until this product works for me. Guys, we know this product works. Just get it in people's hands. Just get people in front of this presentation. Not every single person needs to see a testimony in order to get into this business. What they need to see is your success. So be about it. Stop talking about it. Take action and be about it. Thank you so much, Marco.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that. Thank you so much. That is awesome. That was my wife and another co-diamond with us in this company, an awesome leader, someone that I look up to seriously. Now, I'm not saying all these nice things because she's my wife, but, you know, hopefully now I'm going to be known as, I don't know, the brownie guy. I don't know. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, she had a point to that, and I hope you're looking in the mirror and you're nodding to yourself and understanding what she meant with this brownie story. And like she said that I said, you know, while you're talking about it, I'm going to be about it. And in regards to this business, complicate this done-for-you model, ladies and gentlemen. It's done for us. It's not, I'm going to do it for you. It's done for you. You know, in what, just like Miss Nina said, you know, they were talking about this brownie, cutting it up into five different pieces. And I'm like, come on, man, it's a small square. Get it in your mouth, eat it, swallow it, and enjoy the warm, you know, chocolatey goodness that the brownie is. Well, Kayani, ladies and gentlemen, with their health triangle, you know, is that brownie. You know, and the done-for-you model is what's going to get that product into people's hands or this business. You know, don't overcomplicate this. This is too easy to make it that hard. You know, so I want to thank all the guest speakers that were on the line today. Hopefully everyone is taking notes. But going back, just, you know, I'm about done with this call, but I want you guys to take some notes. You know, speaking of the done for you, you know, I get a lot of messages or phone calls or when I participate in other leadership trainings or even simply just PBRs, you know, people are complaining how it's not working. Well, you know, this is where that mirror is going to come in handy. Are you seriously, really doing your top 20 list on social? You know, we're getting beats every day, texts. If anyone's in this business, as you get a new partner, you're getting text after text after text of new business partners constantly. And in regards to our organization, you know, we're getting so many texts with new business partners. And then maybe, let's just to make it easy, let's say 100 people got into the business today. I guarantee you maybe only we'll get one or two text alerts of top 20s. And those are the same people who are complaining about not having anyone to invite. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the done for you, you know, everybody had to relaunch themselves. You know, get with your upline Sapphire, get with your upline Ruby if you have to. We're producing so many Sapphires at such a rapid pace within a 30-day period that the development isn't there yet. So if you have to reach out to a Ruby or Emerald or even your Diamond, please do so because this is your business, but you do have business partners. And this done-for-you model makes it done for us. But we're not here to do it for you, ladies and gentlemen. And it starts with you downloading that Team Fusion app, getting your top 20 done on your social, and then also speaking of downloading, here by the end of this call, check the Team Fusion Facebook page. The David Nieves, he made a Team Fusion handbook when you get started. and that thing is awesome. This, if you just need a, if you don't know the different websites, you don't know what to do first. Maybe your diamond's 30-day diamond himself or herself. So the development and the training may not be there. You guys would just be in coachable and doing the basics, PBRs, one-on-ones, sharing the product. So download this Team Fusion handbook. And I believe I was going back and forth through messages. If it's not going to be by the end of this phone call on teamfusionwebsite.com, I want all of you to look up information on the Team Fusion Facebook page, that it may be on another website, maybe the teamfusionlaunch.com. But for right now, the last message that I read when I first started this call, that it was going to get downloaded on teamfusionwebsite.com. Download that file, ladies and gentlemen. This is by our green diamond, soon-to-be purple diamond, David Nieves, put this together to, again, part of that done for you. He's not going to do it for you, but he made a workbook that we can print out and help us in our business. But we have to show up for ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't show up for ourselves, nobody else will. Nobody else paid that $5.99 or $12.99 to get into this business. You did. So show up for yourself in your own business. So after you've done your top 20 social, you're getting your training done, you've downloaded that Team Fusion handbook, you need to set a date to launch your business, and that goes hand in hand with setting up a PBR. Again, if your whole entire team has that massive momentum when everybody's developing each other, then reach upwards. If you have to reach to a sideline, trust me, this is one team. Kayani is a universe. Team Fusion, is a galaxy within that universe. And everybody here, we're all solar systems within that galaxy. So reach out to a sideline if need be in some special circumstances so you guys can get your business going. Set a date to launch yourself and set a PBR date. And when you set a PBR date, ladies and gentlemen, let's not do it a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now because feel comfortable. You've got to learn the business. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are backed up. You have over almost 15,000 people behind you. You have a team of people that are here to support you. And I'm big on PBRs. One of my license plates says Mr. DFY. The other one says Mr. PBR. And I'm all about PBRs and just one single person. If only one person shows up to that PBR, that one person can be that person that makes you override an entire region. Or that person may be the person you shared product with, where it's going to affect someone's family member going through a horrible disease or just some ailment that they've suffered throughout their whole entire life, and now the health triangle has been able to alleviate that. So set a PBR immediately within 24 to 48 hours. And in those 24 to 48 hours, let me give you some other advice. Don't wait in putting people in front of your leaders. The only way we're all going to succeed and accomplish our goal of saving a million lives in 2018 is speed. Success loves speed. You need to put as many people as possible to your partners on top, so to your leaders, so we can get you to Jade as soon as possible. Then when you become Jade in 2 to 3 days, we're going to go ahead and just duplicate that with your business partners, and guess what? Now you're heading towards Sapphire. You know, and all that starts with inviting people, the art of inviting. You know, so many people, I think, in my opinion, the hardest thing in this business is just trying to get somebody to a PBR, trying to get somebody to an event. And this event is coming Saturday. I know we have a few regionals going on. They're all going to start blooming out everywhere in our markets, but this will be a huge event here this Saturday in Dallas. Make sure you get your tickets to this regional. And if you're having difficulty inviting people with scripts and you've tried everything, maybe you're in the business for 8 months already and you're still struggling trying to get people to a PBR or an event, and you're being coachable and you are being committed and you're using the scripts and you're doing what your partners, your Sapphire, Ruby, Emerald, Diamond partners are saying. And if it ain't working for you, it just ain't working for you. So what I suggest you do is just be genuine. You know, there's really, I know it's an art of inviting, but it really isn't, you know, in regards to that difficult. I'm a very simple-minded guy. And with inviting, you know, just be genuine. And just tell them, look, if you have to pull a friend card, I recently did and they got in the business. I said, you know what, I know I've approached you a few months ago with Kayani. I think I may have scared you away because I was so pumped up about what Kayani was doing. But I'm at the point now in this business where I truly feel a lot more better in how I'm doing this business. And at the same time, I just want to go ahead and pull that friend card and ask you if you can accompany me to this event. It would really mean a lot to me because this business is really changing my life, and I would just like for you to see what's happening in my life. That's it. I'm not approaching you from the business. You didn't even want to try the product, or even if they did, it didn't work. Just be genuine. Let them know how excited you are. You get them to that regional, you get their butt in that seat, and you put them in front of a David Nieves, a James Bradford, Brandon Stevens, a Miss Seaver, even the awesome Jordan. I mean, you name it, the Padillas. I mean, the Lees. I can go on and on and on and on. It's done for you, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? They're going to turn around and go, dang, I didn't see it then, but I see the vision now. What do I have to do to get in this business? It's as simple as that. Let's not make it so difficult, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and in as you invite people, I want you to have that mindset of Jade, the act of being Jade. You know, I spent time with Mr. Brandon Stevens not too long ago, a few months ago, when we went to Las Vegas, and I could not believe that this man, with what I always say is the Stevens-Bradford effect, you know, and having Mr. David Nieves just spearhead, you know, all of this, but I'm looking at Mr. Stevens, a gentleman who I just respect to the utmost, and he's still in the state of mind of being a Jade. He made sure and he made time every single day for two things, to make sure he sacrificed the couple of days away from his family, you know, to spend some personal time, and he made time, 15, 20 minutes, to call people and just expose them of what Kiani's doing for him in his life. And guess what? People are joining the business because of him. This is a gentleman that doesn't need to do that anymore. This is a gentleman who has achieved somewhat financial freedom and time freedom, but yet he's still away from his family, from his beautiful children. You know, but he's doing it because he's thinking way bigger. You know, at the time, there were purple diamonds. We all know there were red diamonds, and I was honored to be one of eight people who literally hoisted them on our shoulders and walked them to the stage in Las Vegas. Because that's how Team Fusion gets down. You know, it was an amazing, amazing experience. You know, but going back to Mr. Brandon Stevens, he knows what he wants in life. He's going to sacrifice this small moment, you know, being away from his kids, you know, to be able to know that he's going to be set for the rest of his life where he can be with his children 24 hours, 7 days a week. Well, fast forward when they're teenagers, you know, who knows if they want to be with him. You know how kids get. But at least right now, he sees the bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen. And what is he doing? He's being a Jade. Does this, you know, does the Mr. Bradford, Mr. Nieves, and Mr. Stevens, do they need to be Jade every month? Absolutely not. They can simply ride the wave of the organization that has been built underneath them and just rank. And you know what? At the positions they're at, many people would be satisfied, but they're not. They're not satisfied, and it isn't necessarily monetarily or financially. It's because they realize that they were given a goal by Mr. Davenport, our mentor from Dubai, who said, I want to save 1 million lives by 2018, and I want to make Kiani a $1 billion company. And that is what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, Team Fusion. If you missed out the Las Vegas event, you would have been blown away. I guarantee you it was probably 80% Team Fusion, and that's me being pretty nice, you know. But this is Kiani. We live Kiani. So just to wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen, because I know we're already approaching a long call, but I just want to do a real-world training and help you get those frustration and turn it into determination. So if the best you can ever do after a year in this business, like I said in the very beginning, repeating Mr. Nieves' challenge of, you know, be here 1 year from today, if the best you can do from 1 year from your start date is you're only a sapphire, and I'm only saying the word only just to, you know, paint a picture for you. You came in at $5.99 or $12.99, and 1 year later you're a sapphire, don't feel that that's not an accomplishment. That's a heck of an accomplishment because you are now creating a business, an organization underneath yourself that pays out $2,000 a month. Kiani also is going to give you $1,000. And they're helping you pay your car note of $500 at least, passive residual income, every single month after month after month after that, out of a small investment in yourself. And in those 12 months, you've developed yourself into a business that you've never done before. Now is game time. Now it's time to get to Red Diamond. I bought me red shoes. I just recently bought me a red suit for this regional. So because, you know, I know we have a double black diamond, but I'm taking this in steps. It's just like Mr. Lee said, we're duplicating monkey see, monkey do, like Mr. Parkhill said. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, you know, believe in yourself. Don't get discouraged when others don't believe in you. And hopefully these guest speakers that spoke with you, you really felt them. And you're looking in the mirror right now. If this is your 10th month or you're a person that was, you know, in Tayani Team Fusion when we started 1 year ago, and maybe you're knocking at Pearl or you're trying to get to Jade, guess what? Today is number one. Today is day one. So look in the mirror, give yourself a wink, and give yourself a thumbs up, and know that today it starts. Today is the beginning of your diamond journey. So let's make this happen, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. And, you know, let's see everybody at Double Black Diamond. Buy your tickets. Let's make this happen. Thank you so much, guys.